streaming shout out maybe ever. If you get the chance to see it and you got thoughts of your own, find us on social media at Fresh Hop Cinema, or feel free to send an email to fhccast@gmail.com.
Or head over to our website, freshhopcinema.com, sure, for movie reviews, beer reviews, and podcast episodes going all the way back to 2016. To our KZFR listeners, if you want to hear the rest of today's chat, which includes spoilers for Halloween Kills and a review of our second beer from Moxa, plus the unpredictable, always entertaining, Hot and Bothered section, head over to your favorite podcast app. Subscribe to us, Fresh Hop Cinema. And to those of you who are already subscribed and listening on your podcast app, just stay tuned. We'll be right back with The Danger Zone.
Fresh Hop Cinema is made possible in part by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by the Handlebar, offering 28 taps of craft beer, German-inspired pub fare, and an outdoor patio all on 20th Street right here in Chico next to Winco. They open every day at noon. The Handlebar, a specialty beer bar for the adventurer. Check out The Handlebar on Facebook or call 894-BEER for more information. And by Affordable Automotive, repairing and maintaining all makes of cars, trucks, and SUVs since 1996. Located at 2106 Park Avenue in Chico, Affordable Automotive has pickup and delivery service with financing available. Appointments at 892-1774 and at chicoautomotive.com. Affordable Automotive is also looking for technicians to join their team. Call Mike Button at 892-1774 for details. If you enjoy this program, you can now go to kzfr.org and tip this show.
And you are tuned to, just like the man said, KZFR Community Radio at 90.1 right here in Chico, California, streaming worldwide at kzfr.org. And if you dig Fresh Hop Cinema, I mean, I love that show. I'm not a big moviegoer, let's face it now, you know. But I love hearing it. I love the beer reviews. I love the creativity of these guys. And I just think it's fun. And where else are you going to get a beer and movie review between 5 and 6 o'clock on a Thursday night? Right here in Chico, worldwide at kzfr.org. Support this kind of programming. It's our fall pledge drive. We've got just a few days left. Beautiful fall day here in Northern California. I hope wherever you're hearing this, it is as well. The leaves are changing. Just a gorgeous, gorgeous day today. So it's cooling down and a beautiful sunset out there. And a great time to go to kzfr.org, hit that donate tab, and please support community radio or pick up the phone. And you can give us a call at 601-340-KZFR, 601-340-KZFR. Pretty easy, pretty simple. We'd love your support. All righty, let's get ready for Butte Views and beyond. Yes, our official theme song, Eternal Funk, from the Ken Clark Trio. Love those guys. Very cool. My name's Ray Lager. I'll be your host tonight on Butte Views and Beyond. Thank you for tuning in. And again, it is Fall Pledge Drive. We'd love to get your support. KZFR.org is the place, or you can call 601-340-KZFR, 601-340-KZFR. And I've got some nice interviews, a little bit different stuff going on, and we're going to start with Durham High School cheerleaders. That's right. They've got a fundraiser they're working on, they're developing. It's their first year, and fitting right into the autumn and of Butte County. They are doing a bike ride in Butte County. And let's get right to it. And if you go to the KZFR Facebook page, I just posted up their graphic for this, and it includes some links with codes that you can shoot with your phone, you know, and all that groovy stuff and all the information you need. So if you go to the KZFR Facebook page, you'll find that. And without further ado, let's get it going. Well, we have some very special guests today from Durham High School. I would like to welcome Stacy Button, and she is the coach of the Durham High cheerleading team. And we also have Kelly and Angie, who are cheerleaders. Welcome to Butte View and Beyond.
Thank you.
For sure. So, Stacy, you guys have a pretty important fundraiser coming up. You want to tell us what you got going and how people can participate and what it's all about?
Sure. It is a bike marathon on November 13th, and it starts at 8 a.m., and you can participate in either the 5K, the 10K, or the full marathon.
And how long is the marathon? Is it like a 26-mile marathon?
That is one of the choices. So the 5K, 10K, or the full marathon is, yes, 26 miles.
Wow. And what's the route? Is it going to be like all around the rice fields?
Uh-huh, rice fields, orchards. There's a website that tells you the direct route for each event.
Oh, great. Okay. Yeah. What's that website?
It's very long. It's okay. Ren sign up is where it's through. But if people want that information, they can contact me by email or phone or text message, and I can get that to them.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds great. Why don't you give us that info now, and then we'll repeat it at the end, because I know people give them a chance to get a pen and write it down.
Okay. The easiest email is durhamcheer@yahoo.com.
Okay.
Durhamcheer? Yes.
@yahoo.com. Okay.
Phone number is 530-570-3226.
Okay, so that's 530-570-3226.
Perfect.
Great. And this is a fundraiser for your stadium. Is that correct?
Yes. We are in desperate need of new bleachers. They're pretty unsafe. And also program needs. So 90% of the profits will go toward the bleacher. And then 10% will go toward our program costs.
Oh, that's excellent. That's excellent. And this is a new event for you guys. Is that right?
Yes. It's our first one.
And are you planning on making this like an annual?
We hope so, yes.
Great, great. And are you, Kelly and Angie, are you guys cyclists? Readers?
I mean, I'll ride my bike for fun, but yeah, same here.
Oh, yeah, okay. And you guys are seniors, is that right?
Yes.
Getting ready to graduate in May?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting. Hey, that's pretty great. You know, do you have plans for the future, or are you just kind of taking it see how it comes?
I have some plans that I'm thinking of pursuing.
Same here.
Yeah. Oh, that's excellent. That's excellent. And have you been cheerleaders your whole time in high school?
Yes. Yeah. We've both been cheerleading since sixth grade.
Wow. And is that just for football, or do you do basketball as well and other sports?
Just football.
Just football.
Just football. All right. So you guys are in season. How's the season going? Are you guys not up to date on the record?
It's fun. It's really fun.
It's amazing. I love it.
It's good.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll bet. Friday night under the lights, right?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We've been together for a long time. I'm sad to see them go. We've been coaching forever.
Yeah,
and in the youth program and the high school program.
And Stacy, yeah. How long have you been involved with Durham Cheer?
Well, as youth coach, I have been involved for 7 years, and then moved up to the high school, and this is my fourth year.
And are you a Durham alumni?
I'm not. My husband is.
I knew that. I knew your husband was. You know, full disclosure: you're married to Mike Button.
Yes.
who owns Affordable Automotive here in Chico. And
is a big supporter of community radio and KZFR. So it's fun. And I know we've met a couple of times at some different events. And I know that that you guys are very, very, very involved in the community. And that's really wonderful to see businesses take such an active role in their communities.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
And so what's the, this has a fun, kind of a funny name. What's the name of this event?
Mini Fondo. It's a bike terminology, meaning a fun event. So it's not like a competition, although it is timed if you want to know your time. So it's supposed to be a fun community event. Families can join, cyclists can join. It's meant for everybody.
Yeah, that sounds like my kind of event. my competition days were long gone. Well, you know, it's the perfect, obviously, Butte County is a very bike-friendly place. So beautiful. It's mostly flat, but you can get up in the hills and do some amazing rides. And, of course, we have signature events with the Wildflower and Chico Velo's involvement. And I just recently, and there might be an interview on the same program with some mountain bike teams at the high school level that are happening as well. So it's pretty awesome. And I think most families are involved in it too. So, you know, even if you're just riding to school or riding for fun, you know, riding your bike is in Butte County is definitely a beautiful experience.
We agree. And we hope to see lots of people join us.
Yeah. So it's going to be November 13th, rain or shine. Is that a?
Correct.
Okay. Rain or shine. And that's on a Saturday?
It is. Oh, and there's also a virtual component if people don't feel comfortable coming to the event.
Oh, great. Okay. All right. Let's see. Is there a Facebook page or something for the event as well?
There is a Facebook event on Facebook. I'm not too great at technology, so I did put it on the event and shared it with as many folks as I could figure out how to share it with. So I don't exactly know how to tell you how to get there, honestly.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. Email it to me. Okay. And I'll put the link up on the KZFR site. Okay. We've got like over 5,000 followers, and I'll put it out to some different places. And it's really great to see like these new events develop and become like an annual thing. You know, it just gives people more options and more things to do. So, and especially when it's for like, you know, such a great cause.
Yeah.
All right. Very cool. If you'd like to get more information, and I imagine you know, if there was a business owner out there listening now and they thought they might want to sponsor it, you'd probably like to talk to them as well.
Yes, we do have sponsorship options, and also donations are an option if you don't want to ride in the event too.
Oh, okay. That's great. Okay. And best email is durhamcheer@yahoo.com.
Yes.
And Stacy, you can reach her. She'd love to talk to you on the phone as well, I'm sure.
Yes.
At 530-570-3226.
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Very cool. Well, you know, by the 13th, the fall colors should all be happening as well. And yeah. I know I like to ride a lot in the fall, and especially out in the orchards, out into Glen County and Southern Butte County, because it's just beautiful with the rice fields, and you got well, we have some very special guests there today from Durham High School.
But thank you, Durham Cheer, for joining us on Butte Views and Beyond. Yeah, you always got a glitch there. It's just about the end of the interview. But if you go to the Facebook page, KZFR, and go to KZFR's Facebook page, you'll find the Durham Mini Fungo information. It's going to be on Saturday, November 13th. It's going to benefit the Durham High cheerleaders are raising money for new bleachers for their stadium. And contact information for Stacy Button, who is the coach and coordinator for this, 530-570-3226, 530-570-3226, and also at durhamcheer@yahoo.com. There you go. Easily said than done. All righty, let's thank some of our underwriters, and we'll take a little music break, and we'll learn a little bit about some other groups here in Butte County. Today's program is made possible by Friends of the Arts, your state local partner to the California Arts Council since 2001. Friends of the Arts creates economic opportunity by producing and supporting events and by publishing a bi-monthly arts and culture newsletter. Stay in the know or have your event listed. Visit friendsof.art. And we also want to thank Drunken Dumpling in Chico. First created as a food cart, Drunken Dumpling is now a dine-in restaurant serving locally sourced, fresh, handmade Asian fusion comfort food. At 1414 Park Avenue, Suite 120, just behind Nobby's. Open 11 a.m. till 9 p.m. Details on Facebook, Instagram, and at DrunkenDumplingChico.com. Drunken Dumpling, where they love food, flavor, and our community. And we love that too, man. I'm getting hungry thinking about all this stuff. Alrighty, you know, obviously it's Fall Pledge Drive. We'd love your support. KZFR.org is the place to go to donate. Or you can call 601-340-KZFR, 601-340-KZFR. And one of our kind volunteers will call you back. And let's learn a little bit something about some of these other organizations that we have supporting our community, and we are so proud to be able to support them here at KZFR.
We're here to discuss the objectives of the Skyscree Dharma Center. The Dharma Center is designed to provide a permanent meditation hall in order to support the activities of the Buddhist Sanghas in Chico. We offer Buddhist teachings and practices to the Chico community. We support mindful living through virtual education, community service, and other activities. Community radio is a resource for inquiry and inclusion. KZFR's programming facilitates awareness by offering alternative perspectives on current issues. The Sky Creek Dharma Center provides a facility for spiritual practice. We have five different sanghas at the Sky Creek Dharma Center, and a sangha is a Pali word that roughly translates as an associate or community. We have a group called the Slowly Ripening Sangha, which is a socially engaged mindfulness community in the tradition of Thich Nhat Hanh, the Heart of the Lotus Sangha, and they have a retreat coming up on October 30th. You can check our website on that. You can get the address by going to the website at www.skycreekdharmacenter.org.
Go to kzfr.org to support and donate. Keep your favorite community radio station live and local. KZFR's Pledge Drive. You can donate at kzfr.org.
Megan Hammer, doing it up. So we've had 24 different nonprofits, or 24 or 25 that we reached out to in the community, and a lot of them came back to us, and we're able to record these, 90-second messages about what they do, and that's really what community radio is all about. It's community radio. It's not commercial radio. So there you go, and we're happy to be able to partner with these folks. And if you're interested in these kind of things and you're like, well, how come nobody called me or things, call me. My name's Ray Lager. I'm the underwriting director as well as a programmer here on KZFR, and I would love to talk to you and inform you and let you know of the great options we offer here at KZFR, including our community calendar, which gives free listenings to nonprofit events. Best way to get a hold of me is underwrite, U-N-D-E-R-W-R-I-T-E, underwrite at KZFR.org. Pretty simple, underwrite at KZFR.org. You can also go to our website and you'll find my email and information on there as well. So let's take a little music break and then we'll get ready for another interview.
It's supposed to be a fun community event. Families can join, cyclists can join.
Oh, those people keep coming back. Thank you. Oh, Scott Napoli there. Everything's Cool, title track. Keeping it cool here on this beautiful evening. Ooh, this getting that cerulean blue sky out there. One of my favorite colors. Alrighty, let's get ready for another interview here. And all right, you know, but first let's do this first, because I wanted to feature this one as well.
A great community deserves great things. And that's why the Chico Natural Foods Cooperative, Chico's only community-owned grocery store, is proud to support KZFR, Chico's only community radio station. The co-op exists to provide the people of Chico with fresh and delicious food in much the same way that KZFR provides unique and fantastic programming. Both are homegrown, operated by dedicated groups of locals who want to represent their community at the same time they serve it. The co-op, located at the corner of 8th and Main Streets in downtown Chico, embodies a different way of doing business. Democratic, egalitarian, and fundamentally oriented towards serving the community. KZFR's open-minded, eclectic, and inspiring spirit is wonderfully similar. We're excited to keep on working together to make Chico, the foothills, and even beyond, stronger, healthier, wiser, and even a bit weirder. Much love from the co-op to the Zephyr.
Go to kzfr.org to support and donate. Keep your favorite community radio station live and local. KZFR's pledge drive. You can donate at kzfr.org.
Oh, yeah. Nicely done. These are really nicely produced. I'm really, really excited about it. I haven't got a chance to hear them all, so we're going to sample a couple of them. Alrighty, speaking of food, there's something exciting coming to downtown Chico.
I'd like to welcome to Butte Views and Beyond, Nick and Eve, who are the owners of the famous Gnarly Deli. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you. And as people probably know, you guys have had a food truck for what? How many years now?
We started in 2016 with a hot dog cart.
Oh, really?
And then when was it?
2018, like November 2018, we got the food truck. So we got tired of carting. We wanted something bigger.
Now, were you selling your sandwiches and stuff out of the hot dog cart, or was that strictly a hot dog scene?
It was. We were doing sandwiches out of the hot dog cart.
Okay.
We're trying to make it work. We're forcing it to work.
Right. Well, that's interesting. Do you still have the hot dog cart, just out of curiosity?
Oh, yeah, we've got it. Haven't used it in a while. But,
it last Halloween?
Yeah. The hot dog cart felt a little bit like, who's the guy, Sisyphus, who's pushing the boulder up the hill for all eternity while the buzzards peck him.
Yeah, pecking him.
Yeah. Pushing that hot dog cart around.
Oh, yeah. That's great. Well, you guys have some kind of exciting news, is that you're entering the land of brick and mortar. Is that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Getting
ready. It's a little scary.
Yeah, getting ready to open the Gnarly Deli. Is that what you're going to call it?
Yeah.
All right. That makes sense.
Gnarly Deli, sandwiches. What did we decide? Sandwiches.
We're trying beer, to think of like a subtitle.
Gnarly Deli, sandwiches, beer, comedy, and music.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. So you're going to have a little nightclub scene as well?
Yeah, not too late at night, though. You know, there's enough places that are open late downtown.
Sure.
But yeah, Eve and I met doing stand-up comedy, and so that's important to us. We're going to keep that sort of thing going.
Oh, that sounds really fun.
Yeah.
Will it be like like lunchtime comedy? You know, come in for your
That comes free.
You never know.
That just happens.
You get bored, you never know what might happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's really exciting. And again, you know, as everything comes back, and you know, kind of the phoenix rising out of the rainstorm here, just the idea of, you know, you guys coming downtown, having another downtown having a downtown location, another business opening downtown. And can we tell people where it's going to be? A little spoiler alert? Or is it going to, you want to surprise them?
Yeah. We were waiting for a while because we knew where it was going to be, but we didn't have the keys yet, you know. But it's going to be at 243 West 2nd Street. Okay, it's under Mom's, across from the El Rey, kitty corner to the Bear. Used to be La Fonda, and then it was P. King for many years, and now it's going to be Gnarly Deli.
That is awesome. And I love the underground aspect of it. You know,
yeah.
You go underground and
that too.
Yeah.
A little hidden away. We were like on the street, in the sun, on the blacktop, in the heat, in the rain, in the hail.
Yeah.
And now there's no windows.
Yeah. I know. It's always midnight down there.
Yeah.
Or none.
Yeah. So even if even in the middle of the day, you still get that nightclub vibe. That's happening.
Yeah.
And yeah. La Fonda's got a ton of history. You know, I mean, I could think right now of two or three of our programmers that worked there that were, you know, waitressing in college, or Tim Kemper, who does Two Penny Opera. He used to bartend there and he used to play down there all the time. So it's really for the people that have been around Chico for a number of years, La Fonda's got a ton of history, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh, we found that out just mentioning it to people. They're like, oh, I used to go to date night there, and I'm going to re-establish. I'm bringing back date night, you guys. Yeah. Get a babysitter, come out with your loved one, and party all night. Well, yeah. Until 11 or so.
Yeah.
We're at, least not all- 8, at least till 8 p.m.
Yeah.
He's an 8 p.m. guy.
Yeah.
Trust me, we all getting that way. Although, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's really great, and the location is awesome. Again, you're right across from, that's a very happening spot during the day. You know, you've got Moms doing their breakfast thing, and you're right across from the El Rey, you're right across from the Bear, you're right across from the university. So I think you guys really scored on that.
Yeah, Moms has been very nice to us and very hospitable, very neighborly. They brought us breakfast.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a cool scene there, you know. Again, that building, you know, for people that don't remember, Mom's, well, this was before my time, it was the Oaks. Well, I guess, and before that, it was a furniture store. When my mother-in-law went to college in, 1958 at Chico State, it was a furniture store. Uh-huh. And her husband, Frank, before they were married, worked there. So that's kind of crazy. And then, of course, it became the Oaks for a long time as a restaurant. And then it closed for a number of years. And then it became the Black Crow.
Right.
For a number of years, which is where I met my wife, in the Black Crow. How weird is that? And then, of course, it became Mom's. So pretty cool. Yeah, a lot of history in that corner.
Yeah.
We've met the owner, former owner of the Black Crow. And we hear that the owner of La Fonda is still in town, so we hope he wants to come on down and check it out when we open.
All right, we'll get the word out. Have a little homecoming party or something.
It'd be fun. Still have his chairs down there, so
Oh wow, cool. Yeah, you never know what you're gonna find down there. You might find some relics from John Bidwell or something, you know. You never know.
We found the original La Fonda carpet that was like carpeted up the front of the bar, like kind of where you put your feet and your knees. There was carpet on the bar. Huh. And then we took the carpet off and there was more carpet underneath it. And it was the La Fonda carpet, and it was really cool carpet. If I could get that again, I would.
Is there something that's going to happen before the end of the year? Where are you guys at with your opening plans?
Yeah, things are moving along. You know, the place has been sort of neglected for a long time. There's a lot of cleaning and lots of little repairs we're making. And, you know, we're getting all new equipment. It was P. King, so we don't make Chinese food. So we kind of have to get completely different equipment. but
yeah, we had to cut the kitchen pretty much and switch it out, but the equipment might be what delays us. So if you see the food truck parked outside, you'll know. And if there's a party going on downstairs and the food truck is parked outside, you'll know what's up.
Got it. That sounds fun. Well, again, I think it's so cool that, you know, you guys are occupying that spot. I know that Amanda over at Own Foods is working on a second location that's going to go have some possible entertainment options to it. I see Darby over there working all the time. That's really cool. And it's just, you know, when I first moved here in 91, you could walk downtown Chico and there would be 6 or 7 bands playing, $3 cover, places that were just open. You could go to Oy Vey, which is, what is it, Oy Vey now? I can't even remember what it is. It's changed so many times.
It's Beach Hut Deli now.
Oh, yeah, it's Beach Hut. Yeah, Beach Hut. And there would be jazz. There would be Derek Binion playing trumpet and a bunch of jazz people. And it was free. You just walked in there. You know, you kind of got off the street a little bit. You hung out. And anyway, it's nice to see downtown Chico coming back. And I love the food aspect. And I like that it's the right – how do I say this? The hippies are getting businesses. How's that? You know? It's the cool kids this time. It's the deadheads. It's the KZFR heads, you know?
We say that we're like, what do you call it? You keep saying it's like Revenge of the Nerds. We're the odd kids. We were kind of like, you know, off on our own kind of thing. And now we're like, you know, you want to hang out with us now, don't you?
No, listen, it's true. It just goes to show if you hang around long enough, you know?
Yeah.
Wear them down? No.
Exactly. Because, you know, we're in this because we're in it. We're not in it. You know what I mean? It's just, this is our life. This is our lifestyle. And that's what we do. And, you know, it makes it enjoyable. Well, listen, if people want to
make more money, we'd do something else, I think.
Oh, yeah, totally. Trust me. None of us are in this for the money. That's for sure. That's for sure. Well, I have to say, we're in it for the fun and we're in it for fun. And that's what your life should be about. And I'm really happy for you guys and proud of you. And I think it's great what you're doing for the community and doing for Chico. So
thank you.
Bringing it back. And, downtown Chico has been lucky to avoid the chains and things like that for the most part, which is great. So it's really nice to see homegrown businesses start. And I love, you know, just like with Drunken Dumpling, you guys coming out of the truck life, you know, coming out of the gypsy life, which, you know, and now it's like, yeah, man, and we're hitting the street and doing great. So that's really cool.
Yeah.
People want to follow.
Under the street.
Well, that's it. Now it's going to be the underground scene. You know, we'll have to bring back the tunnels soon, you know, the legendary Chico tunnels. So,
right. Everybody's asked us if we found the tunnels.
You don't want to go in there.
You know, no, there doesn't seem to be any access from where we are, but it looks like maybe there used to be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I would imagine there probably was at one point. Mm-hmm. I know a bunch of them have been sealed off and where. Let's see, underneath, I know there was a tunnel. There's a tunnel entrance underneath where the Naked Lounge is now. And when that was redone and changed over a little bit. So some of that stuff got walled up. But that's another story.
Save that for another day.
Hey, if people, how do they stay in touch with you guys? Facebook, what's your line of comunicado?
You can follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Gnarly Deli. G-N-A-R-L-Y, Deli.
Right, Gnarly Deli. Gotta love it. All right, guys. Well, again, thank you so much. And we will keep our eyes peeled for your grand opening. And I'm sure we'll get a big splash. And keep me in touch, and I'll make sure I get it out and kick it out to our Facebook people on KZFR.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Ray.
All righty. Guys. Congratulations. And keep up. You know, life is a show, right? It's all a big comedy act. So I love the fact that you guys met at doing stand up together. That's awesome.
Yeah.
All righty. Have a great night.
You too. Thanks.
All righty. Exciting to see a new life down there at La Fonda and where Peking Chinese restaurant was under Mom's Gnarly Deli. Coming in. That's awesome. Let's take a little music break, and we'll be right back here at Butte Views and Beyond. Puncho and his Latin All-Stars. Evil Ways doing that Santana tune from Jungle Strut. Right here on the Zephyr, thanks for tuning in. My name's Ray, and it is our fall pledge drive. As we've spoken about many times, we'd love to have your support here today. And we're going to do another interview about another event that's coming up, starting just in a few short weeks here. That'll bring joy to all.
I would like to welcome Lorenis Leeds, who is the ice rink manager at Paradise Forming, or not at the Paradise Recreation and Parks District. And great news, man. You guys are getting ready to launch the 8th annual Paradise Ice Skating Rink and Winter Festival, I guess.
Yeah, it's called Paradise on Ice Winter Wonderland. So pretty much we're encapsulating a whole lot of fun activities for the families to do during the holiday season. And so we're calling it the Big Four. We're going to have four big major events that will happen from the time we open the rink to the time we close the rink.
Wow.
So,
and, yeah, tell us about those. That sounds great.
The Big Four, well, I can tell you at least two. How's that sound?
That sounds good.
So we've got the Chili Cook-Off and the Pinewood Derby. So the Chili Cook-Off will be on the 13th of November, and the Pinewood Derby will be on the 27th of November.
Oh, Chili, that sounds like a winner right there.
Right? Just bring your belly empty and ready to start tasting.
Yeah. And for people that might not realize it, this the rink is located at Terry Ashe Park right there on the Skyway.
Right there on Skyway, 6626 Skyway. This season, we actually have a really cool thing that sponsors are doing for us, and it's called Sponsor a Skate Day. So you will, as a general public, will get to skate for half price on these sponsored skate days. Wow. And currently in the month of November, we have two sponsor skate days, but that number can change. And in December, we have at least four that I see so far. So wow, six sponsor skate days that are half price. So instead of paying $12, you get in for $6. That's including your skate rental.
Oh, that's really excellent. And it's great to see businesses and sponsors come up and support this. And the fact that it seems to be growing every year too, which is really exciting.
That is good. Yes. Especially since after that fire, we were just like, okay, how is this going to work out? Is this going to actually work out? 2019, 2020, we came back. It was good, but I know we can do better. Yeah, so, and well, we will.
Oh yeah, definitely. And I was up in Paradise a couple of days ago. It's looking good. It's really, really, really cleaned up. And businesses are opening and up and functioning. So it's great to get people to come up and support the businesses on the Ridge and be part of the recovery.
Yes, it is. We are definitely seeing a lot of rebuild. I work at the front desk here as an administrative assistant when I'm not working the ice rink. So I get to see all the people coming in to do the rebuilds. Of course, you have to pay the fees or you get a letter that you don't have to pay fees. So, yeah. So there's about, I'd say just today alone, I've done about 20 applications for rebuilds.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Yeah, it's really up and happening. And you can see new construction and new homes all over the place.
Yep, exactly. And the creativity of these individuals creating their new places, new space to live, it's beautiful to see. You know, just the difference.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. I lived up there for 24 years. And it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful community when it's done.
Yes, can't wait.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, we can make it fun to live in.
That's right.
And that's where Paradise on Ice can come into play.
And it's a great family thing, and it's great for kids. I grew up on the East Coast, so we had, you know, frozen tundra for 5 months. So, ice skating was kind of something we grew up with, just outdoor activity. So it's really fun to see this happening and give people exposure to ice skating. It's such a fun thing.
Yeah. Speaking of exposure, if they don't have any sort of exposure and they're nervous about getting out on the ice, I've got a private 1.5 hour lesson on Saturday mornings, not opening morning weekend, but the weekend following after opening weekend, starting at 10 a.m. on Saturday. I will be giving private skate lessons to those who just show up. It's a first come, first serve. If nobody shows up, oh, well, I guess I've got a lot of paperwork to do or something. Or well, I just put some skate time in. So, yeah,
and that's for kids and adults. So,
yeah, that's for any age. We won't be using those little blue buggies because I want to get you out there and get comfortable. Because as I tell my kids or anybody I teach, those skates become a part of you.
Oh, and, yeah.
You know, they're just like a new shoe.
Right. Well, legs. And with the, you know, all the kids are into, you know, skating or skateboards and all that. A lot of balance is in the youth today that wasn't there when I was around.
right. I rollerblade on off seasons and it's fun. So, yeah.
Now, how did you get into ice skating? That's something.
Actually, believe it or not, when they first opened up in 2013, 2014, I was just a patron and I just loved it. And then the year after, I decided I wanted to work for the ice skate rink. And they saw, oh, you're a supervisor material. So they put me instantly in charge of managing the ice rink on the outside. And then just a couple years later or earlier, 2018, I believe, that's when I took over management.
Wow. So you got a long history. You've been a part of this since the start.
Since the start, pretty much, yes.
Wow. Well, so, I'm talking to the right person, that's for sure.
Very much. I have a passion for this ice rink.
Yeah. So, and then you have other things going on as well as food trucks and things like that and some music.
Yes, possibly. We've got some live music scheduled in December, the Yule Logs concert.
Nice.
There's information. Yeah, so it's going to be information on our website for that.
Okay, let's get that website. We'll go back a couple times.
Yeah, paradiseprpd.com/upcoming-events.
Okay, so it's Paradise and Reckon Parks District, basically.
Yeah, paradiseprpd.com/upcoming-events. Okay. That is where you want to go to get any kind of updated upcoming events. And also, all our upcoming events will be listed on North State Parents. Their calendar is also going to let us know or give you guys the update on what we got going on. We do have a Facebook, and we'll put out information about what's coming up about a couple days prior to it coming up. So we'll try to be as expedient and as fast as getting that information out there. But if you have any questions, don't hesitate to call us. you know, call me 872-6393.
All right. I love it. Now, do you have a date for the Yule Logs gig?
Yes, it will be December 18th, and it's just the Yule Logs concert. And I'm clicking on it right now. They just got a cute little picture on there, and it shows what they look like, and I wonder what they're going to be singing.
Yeah. Well, so. The U-Logs are a big KZFR. We love the U-Logs. They've done gigs for us. And
beautiful.
Actually, one of the members is one of our programmers, Jake Sprecher. He's he's their drummer, and he is definitely a KZFR lifelong member for sure. And
fabulous. Fabulous. Yeah. Well, one of our people here, he hooked us up with that person.
Oh, that's great. That's really fun.
Yeah.
That's really fun. You're going to have a big crowd for that one. I can tell you that.
All right. I'll make sure I got the staffing for it.
Yeah, for sure. Because the Yule Logs in Paradise at the skating rink, that sounds about as cool as you're going to get.
Fabulous. Fabulous.
Yeah, yeah. They're a fun band.
We do have the Adult Pinewood Derby on the 27th. You know, because we think Pinewood Derby, that's for kids. They get to build carts, you know, that kind of stuff. But we're going to do an adult one as well. So really? If anybody wants to build out a derby car, you'll have to stop by the office here at 6626 Skyway to come pick up your Pinewood Derby Build-A-Kit.
Oh, that sounds
great. I believe the kits are going to go for $10.
Okay. Yeah, so you got all kind of things in the works and in development. Mm-hmm. Again, it's just amazing to see this really turn into its own kind of winter festival, and for weeks and weeks. This is going to go on for 9 weeks. Is that right?
It's going to be 9 weeks, almost 9.5 weeks total.
Wow. That is amazing. That is really amazing. And again, just something to get people out and get them back up on the ridge. And, you know, as we know, the winter could be a day like today.
Yes, it was so beautiful. I mean, the last 6 days was just like, oh, miserable. I know we need the rain. But I'm a sunny person. I love sun. I'm much more happier with the sun. But as we all know, rain and weather, we cannot control. So we will be closed on rainy days and snowy days.
Okay.
So please, if the weather looks like it's going to be yucky out there, we're not going to be out there.
Right. Got it. And
it's just unsafe.
Yeah, for sure. And people, we don't want people on the roads anyway. But they can check the website and, Facebook and those kind of things and get the details. Right. And I'm sure you're going to field a lot of calls during that 9.5 week period.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And just bear with us. We do have a brand new platform of staff, brand spanking new. Some staff never even worked there before. So just give us some grace when we're working and doing the ice rink. So, yeah.
Well, and I think that's a big takeaway in the last year and a half is, please respect people at work and are helping
please.
You. They're not trying to get in your way. They're not trying to be a pain. They're trying to keep you safe. And everybody just be respectful and have fun. It's all about having fun.
It is. And have fun safely. We do have some COVID parameters that is going to be implemented. If it's a very busy day, if you're standing in line waiting for your tickets or waiting for admission or skates, we just ask that you would wear your mask. There's hand sanitizing stations all over, so just use it. I will have a crew that will sanitize the rink every hour so we can try to keep each other safe. My staff will have the option to wear a mask, vaccination status based on that one. So if they want to tell me they're vaccinated, that's cool. I am vaccinated, so I will take that. Let's see, anything else we can provide? I don't think we can provide masks, but just, you know, be diligent if you're hanging around other people that are not of your circles. Social distancing, for sure. Yeah. I know it's going to be a little tough one, but let's keep the fun in fun.
Yeah, and Terry Yard Park is, first of all, it's a beautiful park, and it's
beautiful.
It's big, so there's plenty of room to have your own little space and picnic and those kind of things. And, of course, you got a lot of great businesses up on the ridge, and you're not far from grocery stores and restaurants.
Yeah.
Where you can get food to go and come back and hang out and really make
it. Yeah, we're going to get Grocery Outlet right down the street starting tomorrow.
Oh, I just saw that. And
right next door.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, right at the old Long's drugstore, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Well, that's amazing. Let's give the phone number, website, and all that info one more time.
Okay. Yeah, our phone number to reach us is 530-872-6393. My name, once again, was Lorenis Leeds, the ice rink manager. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, complaints, hopefully none. Our website to check out our any upcoming events for any activities that we have going on will be at paradiseprpd.com/upcoming-events.
Okay.
And that will just, we'll keep that page updated as much as possible in regards to any fun event that we have scheduled. I know that we've got some community build and ornaments so we can decorate the Christmas tree coming up on December 4th. So let's get that going. Yeah. We've got some fun things. Come out and check us out.
Yeah, that sounds great. And KZFR is really proud to be a media sponsor with you guys this year. And we're excited to see this continue and grow. And again, give support to people on the ridge. And our, you know, we've had a lot of listeners up there, and we still do. And, you know, people that maybe they got scattered and now maybe they're in Orland or Corning or Chico or Gridley. Come on up and support the ridge.
For sure. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
All righty. Thank you. Take care now.
All right. Bye.
Alrighty, of course, it's Butte Views and Beyond. My name's Ray, and it is our fall pledge drive, and we'd love to get your support. And let's learn a little bit about yet another organization supporting our community.
The 6th Street Center for Youth falls under the Youth for Change umbrella. This is Youth for Change's 30th year offering services in the area. And 6th Street is just one of the many amazing programs. Since 2008, we've been serving homeless and precariously housed youth of Chico, offering basic services such as showers, laundry, computer access, clothing closet, daily meals, and snack bags. We do collaborate with Butte County Office of Education. Youth are able to sit down and write poems, songs, stories, jokes, or just their general thoughts. Since we are a nonprofit, the support that we get from our community really keep the program going. Programs like KZFR, spreading the word about what we do, is so incredibly helpful. The best way that you can stay up to date on local events, find out more about the services that we offer and our organization, is to like and follow us on our 6th Street Center for Youth Facebook page.
Go to kzfr.org to support and donate. Keep your favorite community radio station live and local. KZFR's pledge drive. You can donate at kzfr.org.
All righty, let's thank a couple of underwriters for supporting us this hour. Northern Star Mills, serving the North Valley with farm, garden, and pet supplies since 1898. Wow. Northern Star Mills offers natural and organic soil amenities and fertilizers, as well as natural and holistic pet supplies. Northern Star Mills is located in downtown Chico, across from Bidwell Mansion, and by Dr. Ken Logan, family practitioner. Ken believes in the importance of community radio and encourages other members of the medical community to join the KZFR underwriting family. That's Ken Logan, family practitioner. Very nice. Well, we got a little time. We'll take a quick music break, and then we'll come back, get ready for peanut butter and jelly time, coming at you right here on the Zephyr. little Johnny Nocturne, Harlem Nocturne from Million Dollar Secret, right here on Butte Views and Beyond. Thanks for tuning in. I really appreciate it, and I hope you found a way to support community radio in this last hour. It's pretty simple. You go to kcfr.org. You'll find an underwriters tab. I'm sorry, not an underwriters tab. You'll find a donation tab. You give it a click, it'll take you right through. If you're looking to spend some money, they'll go to that underwriters tab, and you'll find all of the KZFR business supporters, and you can support them. Another great way to keep KZFR strong. 30-plus years, baby. We are rolling. If you want to use that phone, you're itching to use that phone, we got a phone number you can call, too. Get ready. Here it comes. 601-340-KZFR. That's right. 601-340-KZFR. And someone will call you back, possibly operators, possibly standing by, but more likely you'll get a call back. Just leave a message, and the voice you hear just might be even familiar, if you know what I'm talking about. So anyway, again, thank you so much for tuning in. Get ready for Peanut Butter and Jelly Time, and also for Face the Music coming up here in just a little bit. And Terry's coming back tonight. Groovy Grandma's telling me Terry's going to drop in, so that's good to hear. So, yeah, that's right, man. It is that time. All righty, let's go out with a little more from Ken Clark, and I'll let Groovy Grandma get in the driver's seat here. Thanks, everybody. And again, find a way to support community radio, and tell your friends to do it too. I mean, you know, it's more fun when we all do it.
Peanut butter jelly.